you have to try this.
Okay, just a bite.
Hey everyone, welcome to Social Takeout.
Small bites of social discussion.
Okay, so before we get started, we just wanted to ask you to please go check out our Patreon.
Please.
Patreon.com/HelloSocialTakeout. We have some excerpts from a few of our Patreon episodes available for free, so you can see if you want to join for $5 a month.
And if you would help us out by giving us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, we'd appreciate it so much. It really helps other people find our podcast.
Yeah.
You can also find us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Hello Social Takeout. Mm-hmm. Twitter's a little different. It's social_takeout.
Yeah, exactly.
And there are links in every episode description to our social media as well, so you can actually find it over there. Also, join our Facebook discussion group.
Yeah, come talk to us about the things you love on the podcast. And, like, I guess if you hate something, you could tell us too. But maybe keep that to yourself.
Just talk to us.
Yeah.
All right, so what are we talking about today?
We're talking about happiness. My personal pursuit of happiness sort of started when I noticed I was getting into sort of a lot of fights on Facebook and Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And a friend pointed out that there's not really any tone to texts or comments. Like, I mean, there sort of is, you know?
You have the tone in your head.
Yeah, but I have the tone in my head. So she was like, you know, there's no real tone. So, like, maybe there's a lot of room for interpretation and you should just assume that people mean the best, you know? And I really had to think about that. And I was mad about it for a while. I was like, what is she talking about, you know? And then I was like, oh, yeah, no, I definitely always jump to, like, the worst conclusion.
That you expect the person to be just mad at you. Or,
yeah, exactly. Okay. And so then I would get, like, super defensive. And I was like, why am I doing that?
Mm.
You know, like, what is... It's obviously me because, you know, I really feel like Facebook and Instagram and whatever is just, like, a mirror for you to, like, look at yourself and, like, at your behavior.
Yeah.
So I was just like, what is... What's going on internally that's making me react this way, you know?
Question though, do they not use emojis?
Well, it was before emojis. Like, not before...
How old are you?
I think there were emojis, but it was before they were used for everything.
Yeah, okay. Oh,
this
is a while back.
Yeah, this is a while ago. I've been on a happiness journey for, like, if I had to say, maybe the last, like, 12 years.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. In my case, though, I think for the longest time, there was a point I didn't understand what happiness truly was.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a very common thing as well. Because the more I chat with people, I realize that they don't really know what happiness is or what happiness means to them.
Mm-hmm.
I changed after going through, like, I journal quite a bit.
Yeah.
Not every single day. I should probably get better at it, but... I just read through a lot of my journals and figured out that, you know what, I'm actually quite a happy person in
mm-hmm.
general. I just need to know how to maximize it. Because
okay.
I can easily go into a dark place. And the journals helped me because there were times in my life when I wrote things that I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I compare that time to now, I actually have a lot of the things that I actually wanted. So it quickly made me realize wanting things does not equate... happiness.
Yeah,
if I still feel almost the same or more anxious or whatever,
mm-hmm.
it's just about being okay with what you have right now.
Yeah.
At least that's what I think it is. So it was coming to terms with a lot of things for
mm-hmm.
me. Yeah.
So like for me, I feel like happiness, like you said, is sometimes equated with like momentary fulfillment of
mm-hmm.
a want, you
mm-hmm.
know, like I really want flowers, and so I'm happy in the moment that I get these flowers, but then...
then it dies.
Yeah, exactly. Then the flowers get old and die, and I don't have any.
Yeah.
No, but, like, really, it's like I'm happy... My happiness is a constant, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's not to say that I'm always cheery and smiling and in a good mood.
I know.
Yeah. You know, but it's like fundamentally, like, I am sincerely happy with everything I have,
yeah. You
know? And if there's something that I don't have, it's like, okay, well, I'm working towards it and... Maybe I'll have it one day, but right now I'm still happy.
That's all. That's a great place to be in, too. Yeah.
It took a while.
All right, so let's define this.
Okay.
What is happiness?
Okay, so according to positivepsychology.com, happiness is a state, not a trait. In other words, it isn't a long-lasting permanent feature or personality trait, but a more fleeting, changeable state.
And a second point they're making is happiness is equated with feeling pleasure or contentment, meaning the happiness is not to be confused with joy, ecstasy, bliss, or other more intense feelings.
And there's a third point. Happiness can be either feeling or showing, meaning that happiness is not necessarily an internal or external experience, but can be both. I don't really know that I agree with this first thing of happiness being a state and not a trait. You know?
What is a trait? Is this something that you're actually born with, you would say?
No, I think anyone has the potential to, like, be happy, you know? There was some stuff that I was reading when I sent you some quizzes. Yeah, it was, one of the quizzes was asking, do you think that happiness, that you're either born happy or you're not, you know? And I said, no, I don't think that's true, and it had some facts. I'll just post the link to the quiz.
Yeah.
But no, I think that anyone... okay, so outside of, like, situations of abuse, outside of, like, refugee situations, like, really actual...
Just on a human level, like, as a...
Exactly. So, like, on a human level, average Joe can be happy, you know, and it's not something that you have to be born with, is my opinion.
So for me, it's like a mix of both. I think anyone can actually truly be happy. But I feel like people are born with... Where did I read this? There's a book by Gretchen Rubin, I believe her name is. She has a book called The Happiness Project.
Oh, okay.
I did not finish it because it was a little too preachy for me towards the end of the book. I was like, okay. But she created this happiness project for herself. Mind you, she is... a successful writer in New York, white. So there's a whole bunch of things going good for her. And she says that herself in her book as well. She has a great family.
Sure.
But what she's done in her discovery is that everyone has a sort of a meter when it comes to happiness. There's a maximum level of happy you can be versus some other people. Some people are just born with the sort of gloominess as well. But they can still be happy to a particular point. And our job... is to figure out what makes us maximize, like be the maximum level in that happiness meter.
Yeah.
Sort of
okay.
idea. So I do believe that because some people I think they're just naturally just negative or you can learn certain things to get out of it, but I think that underlying trait is probably going to be there. That's just what I feel like from different people that I've actually met.
My husband is super negative, but he's also very happy. There's nothing he loves more than complaining about something.
Yeah. It's cultural, I think.
It's very German.
It's very German.
Nothing makes them happier.
Than actually complaining.
Yeah. Or pointing out when you're wrong. Oh, they love it.
But that being said, do you think you are naturally a happy person?
I actually think I am naturally a happy person.
Yeah.
You know, all of you know, all 10 of you, all 10 of our listeners know that, you know, I've been through some bullshit in my life. And so there were periods where it was definitely more difficult to find that happiness, that inner happiness. And I had to make a real targeted effort to understand that that joy that I felt as like a kid and a teenager is my baseline. And so something is wrong if that's not what I'm feeling, you know? So it just took a little while, for part of my life to get out of that situation.
Yeah. And I think you're definitely a happy person just because of, I know your experiences that you've actually been through. Just go listen to our like Exes episode.
Yeah.
Part one and two. And roommates. And race between minorities. Everything. So all the experiences you've been through. So if you're not actually a happy person, if you don't have a barrel of happiness somewhere in your soul that you can actually reach out and take, these experiences can completely break you.
Yeah.
So to have some sort of a hope, some sort of, to continue living, mm-hmm. in just walking in this world with a smile.
Yeah.
It's hard to do it if you're not generally at least have some sort of happiness in you.
Yeah, but I also think there are things you can do to build that if you're exactly. in a bad place.
You're actively doing something yeah. to stay mm-hmm. happy. I'm definitely a happy person too,
mm-hmm.
But I also feel like I fake happiness quite a bit because yeah. I feel... how do I say this? So if I feel like if I'm not happy, people around me can actually feel it. And I generally love peaceful environments or everyone gets along.
Yeah.
I but hate
people
conflict.
Can, okay.
Yeah.
People can feel when you're not happy, even yeah. when you're pretending.
Yeah. yeah. Can you?
Yes. And I don't care if you like conflict or not. I'm going to yeah. say what I have to say.
No, but in general, yeah. say you'd be in a group for... Say, for example, Mo Voce, we sing together, and if yeah. there's two people having an argument, yeah. I hate that.
Yeah.
I don't have to be involved in the argument, but just being in that environment, I normally hate it. So I think this is also where people who are funny, mm-hmm. comedians come into place. They've normally come from like dark experiences.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I'm a funny person, but generally it brings some sort of joy.
Mm-hmm.
You just try to break that tension.
Yeah.
I've always been that. So if there's already an argument happening in a group situation and I'm there like, oh my God, my day was horrible.
Yeah.
At the same time, I feel like I just add fuel to the fire.
Mm.
So like sometimes I try to fake it, which
okay.
I don't know if it's... Sometimes faking helps. It makes you trick yourself into thinking you're happier too.
Yeah, I think there's a bit of that, and like there's this thing like, so I used to be really miserable, but there's this thing
used
like,
to be?
Yeah, shut up. There's this thing where if you, even if you feel really sad, if you smile,
yeah.
just doing that triggers something and you'll think of a happy memory or
yeah.
something and then be closer to smiling.
Oh my
you
God,
know?
I just remember doing this. This was the worst time. I went through a breakup like in Toronto.
Uh-huh.
And who told me this? I read it somewhere on a YouTube video. Smile, it'll trick your brain.
And so you're like smiling while you're weeping.
I was totally fine. I'm like, I'm feeling really depressed. Let me smile.
Uh-huh.
I smiled and it was like tears just coming down afterwards.
Like, I'm so...
I'm like, I hate whoever made this rule.
Yeah.
I just want to cry.
Yeah, but if yeah. it's like if you do it for long enough, it does have some sort of effect.
I guess so, yeah.
Did you feel that or no?
No, I just felt miserable.
Okay, so maybe that's bullshit.
But
okay.
I'm sure it does help. To me at that point, I've only tried it once.
Mm-hmm.
It did not work. For me now, I'm at a point where if I'm sad, I just want to like be sad.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes being sad and crying helps.
That's okay.
Yeah,
it's definitely like a release. Yeah.
Exactly, yeah. So what truly makes you happy?
Mm,
do you know yet?
Yeah, singing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think most singers would...
There are a lot of singers who hate singing.
Yeah, I know,
yeah. And I'm just like, oh girl, maybe you should be an accountant or something.
I know, yeah.
Maybe you should find something else. You know,
I know.
This is supposed to be fun.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
And this is something that gives you joy.
Yeah.
There's actually the same book that I actually read by Gretchen Rubin, Happiness Project. What she actually started doing every morning to
mm-hmm.
raise the vibration is singing in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
She's not a singer.
Okay.
But singing gives her happiness.
But really, like if you're singing and if you're really focused on it, what are you doing? You're breathing,
yeah.
you're being mindful of your body.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, even just doing those two things.
Just whistling sometimes
yeah.
helps. I can't, but I'm a terrible whistler. No. I have to like suck, not like blow. That came out so
wrong.
That's
what Peter said.
Shut up. You know, you have to like inhale. You
yeah.
know how some people have to like... Yours is better by like 2 centimeters.
Oh God, my friend Matt can whistle so well.
So
it's
jealous.
Annoying.
God.
Anyway, you can
yeah.
cut all that out. That's
so
stupid.
So singing makes you truly happy.
Yeah. So there are a couple of things. Singing... I really love writing, even just having, I'm gesturing towards my flowers, even just having flowers or something like living around
mm-hmm.
me can improve my mood, you know. What?
No, it's fine. Even just having something living around me, and she lives with a husband.
Marcus does improve my mood. Sometimes I'm traveling and by myself
oh my God.
And like, okay. Okay, are you done?
All right, go on.
Okay, so sometimes I'm traveling and I'm by myself, which can be really lonely.
Yeah.
Which is fine, but yeah, just even having flowers in my room really improves my mood. But so singing is one thing that really makes me happy, and then writing. I love writing stories.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm a weirdo.
Like fictional stories.
Yeah.
Cool. For me, it's like singing for sure. I mean, I wouldn't... People always constantly ask me this as well. I had a very successful career in Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get into the money part later, what money, but I was definitely making way over that in money-wise, what makes you happy. But I left all of that to come here to live poorly as an artist.
That's interesting.
Exactly.
Right? Maybe we talk about that on our Patreon.
Maybe we will. But, but the reason is because of happiness in general, the singing thing, because I really wanted to get back into music in so many ways, because as a singer... When you know you want to do music, you can sing, you love writing music, all of this stuff, but you're not even working in it, but you're seeing other people doing it.
Yeah.
It is one of the worst feelings ever.
Absolutely.
So one of the best decisions I've made is actually moving to Berlin from Toronto to pursue or just live by doing what I really love doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so singing for sure. Mm-hmm. Another thing that actually I really, really, really enjoy now is actually hiking.
Okay.
Which is interesting.
Yeah.
Because I'm not a sporty person. You like hiking?
I love hiking.
No, you
don't. I grew up in Los Angeles. Are you kidding me?
You hike in Los Angeles? That's not hiking. That's walking the street.
Are you joking? Okay, there's Topanga Canyon. There's Malibu.
Oh, yeah.
There's all of the beaches.
But not the city, you mean?
No.
Los Angeles.
Oh, my goodness, Jerry.
I'm like, I hike in LA. I'm like, what?
4 hours later. And then I will show you all of the pictures from, there's like a waterfall near my mom's house that you just hike to. Like, you just take your dogs and
Dogs?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Cool.
You should take Bree with you when you go camping and stuff.
I've taken her, like, well, there's so many forested areas around where I live right now. So I take her there all the time. She loves it.
Yeah.
But she can't do, like, major hiking. I recently did the Alps for my birthday. I love that part, like hiking it. My dog will not survive.
she's a bit of a princess.
I know, but she's tiny.
She and Marcus can stay home. Okay, so do you confuse happiness with temporary satisfaction?
This is the hard part because, like you said, you like flowers.
Mm-hmm.
That makes you happy. But that is also temporary at the same time.
I think it improves my mood, like if I'm in a bad mood, but I think... Fundamentally, I'm just happy.
Yeah. So then in, it's also maybe, I don't know, does happiness mean something a lot more sustainable?
I think for me, I mean, obviously this is just in our own experiences and opinions. Like, so when I was absolutely miserable, I realized that I was definitely confusing happiness with this sort of temporary satisfaction of like, well, if I work really hard and save money and then buy this thing, this purse or this phone or this thing for my car, that's going to make me happy.
You still
and
do then, these things.
Not really.
Okay.
But sincerely, I don't.
Yeah.
And so then I would work really hard and save and then I'd get it. And then I would have this like momentary feeling of like, okay, I achieved something.
Yeah. Like an accomplishment feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then it would go back to this sort of like miserableness.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know where I read about it, but they were saying, well, not read about it, but also people just know this. Happiness is not really like a goal. Like when you get to that goal, say for example, is I'll be so happy if I... live on my own in an apartment in New York City. Some people literally have that goal. Then once you move there, you see the rent bill.
Right, exactly.
But then it's like, what's next? Or you have enough money to cover it, but what's the next best thing?
Right,
you're always
but it's like,
looking for the next best
there
thing.
There are these things like, you should make this much by the time you're 30 and have a house and a car and
those
a significant other. And it's like, these are the things that are going to make you happy. Well, actually, it's just like, this external list that's been given to you that actually has nothing to do with who you are and what fundamentally makes you as a person happy.
Yeah.
You know?
I actually would admit that sometimes I do confuse those things. Like, because, but sometimes they're also intertwined. For example, we spoke about this in the roommates episode where I love having my own space.
Yeah.
And that actually, I think, does make me happy. If I was actually living with a whole bunch of roommates, I think I would be a little miserable.
Yeah.
Because solitude, what do you call it? Solace? The time
solitude,
alone. Solitude,
yeah.
Alone is very important to me,
mm-hmm.
Where I can do anything I want to do, like make as much noise as I want to. My neighbors may not approve of it.
Sure, but you can still do it.
Yeah, but actually having a space like that, also just walking into your own space and being happy with your art, your colors, your furniture, a sense of accomplishment too. Because you worked for getting all these things.
Mm-hmm.
So those kind of stuff is very important to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's mixing together. Where...
Yeah, but so like what you just said is like creating an atmosphere that
mm-hmm.
you like, that I assume is peaceful,
mm-hmm.
you know, and not full of someone else's bullshit.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You feel like
then,
it's yours.
Yeah. And then, so I think there is like a sense of accomplishment when you can say to yourself, you know, like, wow, this is my place.
Yeah.
I pay for this apartment, you
yeah.
know, and I bought this table and it's mine and that makes me feel really good.
Yeah.
You know?
It's like how some pieces of art makes you feel happy.
Yeah.
And you just love seeing it around you or
right.
there's a memory attached to it or something.
Mm-hmm. But so like my
yeah.
theory is that like even if, so what like if you're in a place where you have to have like 5 roommates and
yeah.
what you know will make you happy is having your own place, like...
Yeah.
Even if you're working towards that or never get there, you should
yes.
still...
Somehow feel happy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That being said, so what are like some of your must-haves and
mm-hmm.
bees for you to actually be happy?
What are some of my must-haves?
Like if you don't have this, you know you're going to be miserable.
Gluten-free bread. No.
Or you can say, like, I would gladly not have an allergy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But, you know, it's like it can always be worse.
Yeah.
I don't... There's not a whole lot that I need
yeah.
just because of a lot of the things I've been through. Like, sincerely just having a place to live and cook food that I can eat,
yeah.
you know, is enough. On top of that, if I could have a piano or
yeah.
like something that makes piano sounds and books, that
yeah.
would be amazing.
So basically
yeah.
your comforts are important to you in the sense like you want to be able to make music.
Yeah.
Which
mm-hmm.
is very innate to you, which is as
yeah.
a musician you want to.
Yeah, but it's
yeah.
like even if I'm living in a home or in an apartment that
yeah.
has no furniture, no piano, no keyboard, no internet, and it's just like a stove and a mattress.
Yeah.
I can still make music.
Yeah,
you
exactly,
know,
yeah.
like I'm a singer.
Yeah.
So for me, I don't need a lot. Like,
so would you say your voice is something you definitely have to have?
Yeah.
So say tomorrow, okay, let's get real dark here.
Okay.
Because I've thought about this and, it's one
yeah.
of those, and I've spoken to some other musician friends of mine too, like
yeah.
Mark, who was in our first episode,
mm-hmm.
Mark Bautista, he's an opera singer, and we said like, say tomorrow you wake up and you don't have a voice anymore, like you can't speak
yeah.
or sing,
mm-hmm.
would that make you unhappy? Would you be an unhappy person from then on?
I think for a while I would be unhappy,
yeah,
but I think I would just find some other way to make music. You
okay.
know, like, I can learn the piano, I can learn the cello.
Yeah, that's true.
yeah.
yeah.
And then it's like, I can also still write music.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I could still write songs.
That's true.
To be sung.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, it's like, I also really have a love for directing.
Mm-hmm.
I love telling people what to do, first of all. If you want to talk about what makes me happy, it's bossing people around. You know, so it's like, I feel, because I've thought about this a lot as well.
Yeah.
There are things that are adjacent to singing, you know, that still have to do with making music, that still have to do
creating.
With... Creating
yeah.
an opera, or like creating a production,
mm-hmm.
that would still, I think, I would be really fulfilled by.
See, for me, it's like very... because I was still creating in
mm-hmm.
Toronto, and I thought I was really happy for some time. The job was event planning. I know people say party planner or whatever, but
yeah.
party planning or event planning has a lot of creative elements to it, because
yeah.
you're creating an experience for the audience or mm-hmm. an attendee for a reception or whatever. So from decor
yeah.
to what lighting, what music you have to be, you're creating that atmosphere.
Yeah.
And I really enjoyed doing it. But what I really missed was the creating music part mm-hmm. because at this point you're hiring musicians.
Right.
God, I should hire myself.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm like, why were you doing that?
I know, I'm like running from the lobby straight to stage. Oops, my job again. But things like that. But I got to curate the show in mm-hmm. many ways, and I really loved that aspect of it. Also just finding talent, all that stuff, but I wasn't happy enough.
Mm-hmm.
It's like what I said before, this sort of meter of happiness.
Yeah.
I wasn't at the maximum level because I was like, what I really want to do is actually write music, sing mm-hmm. music, sing in a group as well. It was
yeah.
actually a big thing for me because I missed singing in a environment with multiple
people.
Musicians.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
okay.
just doing it alone.
So to that I say do it. You know,
yeah.
I was talking to my brother recently
yeah.
and he is in a position where he is older. He's 20 years older than I am.
Mm-hmm.
And he's having trouble getting hired in his field and he's just left a job.
What's his field?
Banking.
Okay.
Yeah. So
my dad too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's like, I feel like I need to reinvent myself. And I'm like, okay, well, what is going to make you really happy? And he was like, oh, I feel like I'm too old to, you know, just do something that makes me happy. And I'm like, no.
What is it?
I'm like, do you plan on living longer than,
yeah.
like, a year? You know, then you should always be doing what makes you happy, you
yeah.
know? Even if it's like, you get a job that's going to support you, you know, and your lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
But something that's going to give you the time to do the things that make you happy.
Yeah.
You know, like you don't have to earn money from the thing that makes you happy.
Yeah, because a
yeah.
lot of the times people always equate happiness with a career
yeah.
That makes you money.
Mm-hmm.
That's their passion. No, not
doesn't
always.
Doesn't have to make you money.
Doesn't have
you
to.
Know?
Or it doesn't even have to have a lot of money. There are also people who are passionate about, like, say, baking.
Yeah.
For example, you can bake at home for your neighborhood. For
yeah.
Or if you get work in a bakery, you may not be making a lot of money, but at the same time, you'll be the happiest person ever.
Yeah, exactly.
So there's so many different ways of doing
mm-hmm.
it. It doesn't
well,
have to be this huge boom
so
career.
So his thing was, like, he loves cooking. And
that's
he
great.
So he was like, I want to do something that's cooking and dogs and...
Cooking dogs?
No, cooking and dogs
okay.
and plants, you know. So he's like, he loves cooking. He has a puppy. He's
and
always
gardening.
Had dogs, you
yeah.
know, and training them
yeah.
and gardening.
That's so cool.
You know, and like, I think like our father, he grows orchids.
Yeah.
So it's like... I would follow the shit out of that website, you
yeah.
know? Like,
it's so funny because with my whole practice of coming into terms with who I really am and
mm-hmm.
stuff recently, I've been really getting into permaculture. I
okay.
think I told you this.
Yes, yeah, you did.
It's all about like gardening and living a more sustainable life and a very community-based thing where
yeah.
money is not a factor anymore.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of money involved in the beginning.
Yeah.
Because you have to literally buy land to create something like
absolutely.
Your own food forest. But once you have that, I've seen some people, especially in India, it's like a very common practice
mm.
in villages and stuff. They all do it. And it's not like a thing there. They're like, yeah, we have land. We're going to grow things that actually
yeah.
we use. And there's a certain way that nature works. We're not putting fertilizers and pesticides.
Yeah.
If we have cows, it's manure. That's
mm-hmm.
the way they think about it. And they're just happy. Like, they have so little in so many ways that
mm-hmm.
we think. They don't have the next Gucci bag,
so then,
but they're so abundant with everything.
So
yeah.
then do you think that money like equals happiness or money can buy happiness?
I think we both have a different view. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
Because for me, the thing is, one, it depends on where you live and what you really want out of life. Currently, I live in a city
mm-hmm.
and in an apartment. So I do need money
yes.
to basically survive. And if I'm living paycheck to paycheck, it basically means I am...
It's a lot of stress.
It's a lot of stress because if, especially with the pandemic coming, like there may be another lockdown
mm-hmm.
or all that kind of stuff. Not pandemic coming, you're already in a pandemic.
Yeah.
yeah, so that kind of stress is there. But the moment I'm happy, it's normally when I'm making enough money and I can also save money.
Yeah.
That's normally a good place to be in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How about you?
Yeah, so I think to a certain extent money can buy happiness. I don't think it really has to do with like filling your life or your home with things. I think it's kind of along the same lines of what you said of just having stability and not having the stress of like, oh my God, where am I going to get the next $20 for gas? You know, which I have lived that way.
Yeah.
You know, and it is really hard and it's super stressful. So there was this study from 2010 that I read about or watched a video or something. And it was talking about how across the board, your happiness will not improve once you pass a certain income level. You know, so it's like the number was, I think it was like 78,000 or maybe it was 95,000. I don't remember. I'll put a link in the description. But it was like once you get this number where you can comfortably afford your housing, your food, if you need clothes, your car, you know, the basics, then your happiness is not really improving. You know, you can buy things, but I don't equate those with happiness. So to a certain extent, yes, I think that it can make you secure and comfortable
in that sort of lifestyle.
Exactly.
Of living in a city or whatever.
But I think that number goes down when you say go to a farm where they're doing these food forests. You know, because you don't have to buy all of these other things. You don't have to worry about having a car or gas to go.
Just tractors.
Right. Just tractors. You know. So I think, to a certain extent, yes. And, you know, so my upbringing was a little different. Like my mom, who was a single parent, didn't make a lot of money. But then we lived next door to my grandmother and her sister, who have a whole lot of money, you know. So it was like we were never really insecure about where we were going to have food, or if we were going to have food that day, or that sort of thing. But I do really remember like there being things that I really wanted, you know, and just having to like sit and not having it.
Like, what do you mean, there being things that you really wanted?
Like, I desperately wanted to go to camp, you know?
Really?
Yeah.
Gone.
Like, as a kid, I was like, oh, that would make me so happy.
But I feel like every kid has that. They can, you can give the kid the money of Paris Hilton.
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
I think there would still be something that, that always changes, that level. In my upbringing, I should be unhappy as hell because I think it's a very sort of South Asian way of thinking as well. A lot of Asian communities have the same similar sort of upbringing as well, where money is everything. You have to grow up, you get a job, you get married. There's like a system to it. And especially if you're from an immigrant family.
Are you getting married to a woman?
Ugh. God. No, but especially with immigrant families. So my my family immigrated to Canada, where they immediately want to, we talked about this a little bit too, assimilate into society. And assimilation probably also means get educated as fast as possible and climb up that work ladder and make enough money so they can mingle with these people who are affluent in society in many ways. So that is sort of instilled into so many brown and Asian cultures. That is what is constantly ringing in your head. So even to this day, when I make a decision between whether I should quit what I'm doing and go after the money or do something I'm really happy about and survive. And make less money. When I do that, the first thing that goes through my head is like all my ancestors, my dad.
This checklist that has been given to you.
So it is sort of like a cycle that I have to constantly run apparently for the rest of my life. Like because it's ingrained into you in many ways. Yeah, but I don't think that makes you happy anyways, because I did that in Toronto and was not happy at all. So that being said, like, do you have, like, a happiness practice? Like, something that you normally do to make you happy?
You know, I'm just trying to remember when I was so... Like, when I say I was miserable, I was like... maybe I just run away from my life, you know?
You do
just,
that?
Like, just disappear. No, I was contemplating it. I was like, I could just like disappear and just like get out of here. But it's like, or I could actually work and make my life something I love.
Yeah.
What was I doing? I stopped Instagram for a really long time. I was feeling like when I would see everyone else, and of course, what is Instagram? It's a way to put your best foot forward.
Yeah.
It's a way to show the world how happy and successful you are.
It's
the
best moments of a person's life.
Exactly. Yeah. And so like I was looking at that and then comparing it to like my actual life, and I was like, oh, feeling terrible about myself. So I really stopped with Instagram.
Yeah.
For a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And not just Instagram, like Facebook as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then I sort of took stock of what was really important to me. So at the time it was like, I want to finish my master's program,
mm-hmm.
and I want to do more auditions,
mm-hmm.
right? So what is going to help me do that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, being a little more regimented with my time, because it was like,
yeah.
okay, get home, no homework, get on Facebook, watch TV,
yeah.
you know, do all of these
being
things.
Being a lot more focused when it comes to your career.
Exactly. So
yeah.
I wasn't practicing things that were getting me closer to my actual goals.
Mm-hmm.
So what did that mean? It meant going to the gym,
mm-hmm.
you know, to feel like I can run around a stage.
Yeah.
yeah. It meant getting sleep.
Mm-hmm.
like just doing those two things
yeah.
made me infinitely happier.
It really
yeah.
does. I think people don't really realize sometimes your happiness is very much based on physical energy.
Oh, yes.
Because they just think it's like a mental thing. Because sometimes
yeah.
it can literally be a physical thing.
Absolutely.
For example, if you have a bad gut,
mm-hmm.
that affects your brain.
Oh, yes.
And you get moody.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So like doing those two things. And then it was also waking up early,
mm-hmm.
you know, so that I would have the time to write,
yeah.
you know, in the morning before going to my classes.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really just doing those three things. I can't say how much happier they made me. So
yeah.
going to the gym, getting better sleep,
mm-hmm.
and more sleep,
yeah,
and making time for a hobby that I really loved.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it was like after those three things, I was like, okay, I'm feeling like
yeah.
I'm getting to a place where I'm not miserable.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, it was like, also my environment is playing
yeah.
Into this. And how do I get out of
the situation?
This marriage. yeah. I was like, how do I get out of this? It's awful. You know?
Yeah.
Because ultimately, I think that like regardless of what you're doing,
yeah.
a lot of the time, if you're in a bad situation,
yeah.
like if you're in a bad marriage, if you're in a shitty house that has, you know, roaches or rats or mice or whatever, that is going to play a big part on your psyche.
Yeah, because I'm also sure like you getting a lot more scheduled in many
mm-hmm.
ways and getting to be able to tick off all these things that you really want to do, like writing every morning,
mm-hmm.
going to the gym, just makes you happier.
Yeah.
And it's almost like you found yourself, and then you're looking at your surroundings and
yeah.
saying, oh, I need to make an improvement
yeah,
here.
Exactly.
Because when you're stuck in a rut, otherwise you just don't know where to begin,
yeah.
right? So
mm-hmm.
it's like just starting with
yeah.
something, I guess.
So I think the things now that I've like sort of rediscovered this like, what did you call it earlier? This barrel of happiness inside
barrel
of you?
Happiness, yeah.
yeah.
That you
so,
can reach into.
Yeah, so
yeah.
after I rediscovered that, sometimes now, and you can cut all of this if you want, but like recently I got into an argument on Twitter with a literal Nazi. And I was like really having trouble because
yeah.
it was like, that made me so mad that
yeah.
there's someone who thinks that I should not be allowed to exist,
yeah.
you know? And so it was like, oh, let's not go in that dark place. How
yeah.
do I, you know, maintain this happiness thing?
And sometimes it's hard.
Yeah, it
yeah.
is.
Yeah.
And so it was like, okay, well, first of all, be nice to yourself. I let myself eat as much ice cream that week though as I wanted. I was like, well, you know what? I'm going to have this ice cream. But then I also
dairy free.
Yes. And then...
Plus, it'll be a whole other app.
I know. And then I set a goal of going to the gym 3 times that week. Because really, like, there's no replacement for those endorphins,
yeah.
You know. And then I was just, like, really honest with Marcus. I was like, I feel awful, and I need you to hug me and, yeah. like, tell me that I'm pretty. You know. Yeah. But, like, if you don't have a significant other, like, hug porn. Your stuffed animal. Porn. Hug your stuffed animal and tell yourself you're beautiful. You yeah. know, like, it works.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then, what is cool. your happiness practice?
So I have a...
It includes porn, for sure.
No, it does not. Porn does not make you happy because you see all those people like, oh, I don't look like that.
You're like, I'm not getting fucked.
No, but my happiness project, I started doing like... I mean, I've always done it, but I did not realize it was actually sort of a daily ritual.
Uh-huh.
I have these daily rituals that if I don't do it on a daily basis, I feel a little off.
Okay.
It's so the first thing, obviously, coffee does make me yes. happy. And it sounds yeah. horrible, but...
No. Don't talk to me until I've had my coffee.
But the practice of making coffee.
Yeah.
For example, my boyfriend Peter is constantly telling me that, hey, we should buy a coffee machine. Like...
No.
Yeah, but I have... I mean, it's great. I can do it in the middle of the day if I want coffee. That's great. But I have a French press.
Yeah.
But just the idea of doing that, because I'm still waking up, I'm smelling the coffee.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, it does transform me. For a hot minute, I tried meditation.
Uh-huh.
I got really annoyed with it because I constantly hear my dog scratching yeah. or someone snoring, or I just get distracted way too much.
Mm-hmm.
So now my meditation practice is just doing something and focusing on that. So the coffee thing is very important to me. The quiet time in the morning, don't talk to me in the morning. And I also found out just this thing we talked about, this barrel of happiness.
Yeah.
It's about collecting like happy memories.
Yeah. Anyway.
So when that dark time happens,
mm-hmm.
I have this barrel to reach out to and think about those happy memories.
Yeah.
And it could be something so simple. I love cooking.
Yeah.
Especially cooking for other people. Especially other people of my same taste buds.
Yeah.
Because most people find it way too spicy, way too sweet. But I like the extreme sort of flavors.
Yeah.
So I do like cooking for Peter because he has a similar sort of taste bud sort mm-hmm. of situation. But those are like happy moments because experimenting is something. Again, it's creating something.
Yeah.
Writing music also makes me really happy. Performing actually makes me really happy.
Mm-hmm.
I started doing this English camp things and sometimes yeah. getting the kids together and them doing a theater show and watching them finally do it and learning all these new English words because of me
yeah.
makes me really happy.
Mm-hmm.
To-do lists make me happy, which is...
Yes. Sometimes I will make a to-do list and then on one of the things it's cross off the first thing on the to-do list and so then I get to...
Oh, you get to do the to-do?
Yeah, exactly.
That's cheating.
I know, but it's so nice. It's just like... Just a nice
little check mark. Yeah, and honestly, I made it even bigger. I think I told you recently I bought a big-ass whiteboard.
Yes, you did. Huge. I was like, what are you doing with I know. This thing?
It's to write to-do lists. Oh, I
okay.
write all over it. Mm-hmm. And then I also like to show off that I finished my
yeah,
to-do list.
Yeah, like, look at my
I know, so,
completed I know, list look at this, I have all, here.
And you walk by it. Before yeah. it was on my phone, it was just like the check mark thing
yeah.
on notes.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't as satisfactory.
Yeah.
This one, there's something about just crossing it.
Oh, yes.
And it can be something as simple. I put things like walk the dog,
uh-huh.
which you
oh,
have
yes.
to anyways,
yeah.
but it is something you've accomplished for that day.
This is something completely random, but it's also always on my to-do list,
yeah.
which is on my phone. Maybe I get a whiteboard. make my bed in the morning.
I need to get better at that. Really
but
do.
I don't know. There's just something that I find just like really nice when I walk into the bedroom and
yeah.
I see that my bed is made and it looks
it
nice.
It is true.
Yeah.
Also getting into bed, I'm horrible at sleeping
uh-huh.
in time. I think it's also because I look at my bed, I'm like, ugh, I want to sleep in there. I fall asleep on the couch sometimes.
Oh gosh, yeah.
But the thing with me is there's something so, I think it's taking me back to my childhood, falling asleep on the couch and watching TV.
Yeah.
I've done that as a kid. I was an only child, mind you. And
mm-hmm.
my parents just like, free reign.
Yeah.
Do whatever you want, we don't care. So I always fell asleep in front of the TV sometimes. So there's
yeah.
something very... taking me back.
Yeah.
Because if I'm not absolutely knackered and sleepy, If I go to bed,
you're gonna be up.
I'm gonna be up.
Yeah.
Unless if I have someone with me in bed,
uh-huh,
which is weird.
Interesting.
And it does not have to involve sex.
Uh-huh.
For some reason, when they fall asleep,
I mean, that's a really good sleep aid, though.
It is true. Sex does help you. Also, talking about it, mm-hmm, sex makes you happier.
Does it?
It does.
Mm-hmm.
There's actual hormones like serotonin,
yeah,
for example, that actually
makes sense.
It's like the happy hormone.
Mm-hmm.
So people who have a lot of sex, couples, for example,
mm-hmm,
who have a lot of sex when their bedrooms are active,
yeah,
they're generally happier.
Well, let me just keep this in mind for the next time Marcus is grumpy. Okay. So then I guess we skipped a question, but would you call yourself happy at this very moment then?
Yes.
Yeah?
And I'm actually very happy to say that because with everything wrong going on in this world right now,
yeah,
I think, weirdly enough, this whole lockdown pandemic situation has forced me to think for myself,
mm-hmm,
in many ways.
Maybe
before
recess.
Yeah, because before you're constantly doing, what's the next thing? Because
yeah,
there was space to grow. Now it's kind of like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I have a calendar for
you
next year.
You gotta just sit there and do nothing and
like
sit in it.
There's literally things in my calendar for next year and I'm like, I don't think this is happening anymore,
yeah,
sort of idea. Like weddings to attend, all the stuff. So it's kind of like a little scary. At the
yeah,
same time, you just have to think about the now, what is right now?
Yeah.
Sort of idea. So
absolutely.
Yeah, so I had to sort of reevaluate a lot of things that
mm-hmm,
I want to do versus what I am right now. So I think I'm very happy and content with what I have right now.
Mm-hmm.
It can get better.
Yeah.
I think I can even be happier, but I'm definitely happy.
Yeah.
How about you?
I would say yes. I am extremely happy. And a lot of it is because I really sort of analyzed my life and tried to figure out where I wanted to be. And not like, I want to have a house and a car and a...
Mm-hmm.
It was, I want to be supporting myself through music.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to be living in Europe.
Well.
You know?
Yeah.
So it's like... Just doing those two things,
yeah,
and I say just, it was a lot of work.
Of course, moving to a different continent.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So I am really happy, and I'm really content with where I am right now.
Mm-hmm.
And then, the added bonus of, just the really unexpectedness of meeting Marcus,
mm-hmm,
you know, has aided in that. But,
yeah,
just feel, fundamentally happy in just, my pursuit of singing,
yeah,
you know.
Also, I have to say, I know we talked about money,
mm-hmm,
but I have to say, when I let that go,
mm-hmm,
there was a point where I was thinking, I have to save this much, sort
yeah,
of idea. I sort of let that go this year,
mm-hmm,
where it was kind of like, if it comes, it comes.
Yeah.
If not, when it's there, it falls. Like,
yeah,
like for example, right now I'm going living in the forest and stuff.
Yeah.
Because I know that's going to end very soon. So I'm working all the jobs I can.
Yeah.
But I also really enjoy those jobs. And collecting and saving for a rainy day.
Yeah.
Idea. But my whole idea before was I need to continue working.
Yeah.
What happens when everything closes?
Continuously.
Yeah. Yeah. So the moment I let that go and also making my life goal to be a millionaire or whatever.
Yeah.
In fact, I want to downsize more now.
Yeah.
Weirdly enough, I'm on this permacultural high, but it involves some money in the beginning. But in the long run, you don't need much money to survive.
Yeah.
Sort of idea. So when I started thinking of it that way, I don't know, it just makes things so much more easier, just in general. And I love gardening, mm-hmm, and all this stuff. You've seen my place.
Yeah,
it's full
beautiful.
Of basil.
I need you to go look at my plants and tell me how to keep them alive.
Yeah, they're dead.
But they're not dead.
They're all dead.
Some of them are still alive.
I saw them.
I have a
barely standing.
It is alive. But okay, so do you think just something that I was thinking about when you were talking? Do you think that when you are happiest, you are in the moment, you're present, and you're not thinking about the future, and you're not thinking about the past?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Because I think when you think about the past or future, it, for me at least, it involves some way, shape, or form, some sort of anxiety.
Yeah.
I'm also an anxious person.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm thinking of the future right now, it's kind of like, fuck.
Yeah.
Like, what the heck is going to happen? I have no idea. There was a point in my life I could say, next year I'm going to be doing this.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, I can't say that.
Yeah,
I can't say what's going to happen in 3 months.
Yeah.
So that is sort of like an anxious thing. But knowing what I'm doing right now, we're doing this podcast. We're
mm-hmm.
talking about happiness. And that does make me happy.
Yeah.
So that is the happiest I can be.
Yeah.
And thinking of the past, sometimes it can be a mix of both.
Yeah, I definitely feel this too. Like, when I think about the future, it's just like, oh, this is what I want to happen, but I don't know if it will, and I need to work, and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And then when I think of the past, it can be really depressing. Like, it can just drag you into
a
dark place.
Dark past.
Yeah.
But you also do have happy memories from your past, too.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think the quiz we did, they even asked, like, do negative, what's more stronger, negative energy or positive energy?
Yeah, positive for sure.
Yeah.
And so in Hidden Brain, it's another podcast that I really love. It's on NPR. They have this Pursuit of Happiness episode.
Yeah.
And they were talking about how when you go through an experience that is bad.
Yeah.
Not traumatic, but bad.
Yeah.
And then you look back at it, you know, it's usually fondly, you know, you're laughing about it.
Most of the time.
Yeah. You know.
Like, for example, the exes episode that.
Yeah.
So some of the stuff that you've been through, like, mm-hmm. a lot of people go through that, like, it's like horrible stuff.
Yeah.
It's
like,
a long ass relationship you had where the guy wasn't feeding you or something.
Yes.
That's horrible. But now when you think about it, but even I was kind of like, what the heck?
Yeah.
It's a big learning experience one.
Yes.
I'm on the fence about this one when people say that, no, mostly I'm for it. Like, there's no bad experience.
Mm-hmm.
I think there are some bad experiences. I don't think people should always, like, trauma or rape or...
I would, like, just change that a little bit to say that you can learn something from every experience.
Yeah,
you know?
Definitely, yeah. So in your case, for example, you can definitely learn from it. So next time you see that, it's like red flag.
I know. Yeah, exactly.
Like, I've done this, bye.
Yeah,
sort of
exactly.
idea. So,
but yeah. So in that episode of their podcast, they were talking about like, how strong, are these, what was it? Positive feelings.
Yeah.
You know, and it's so strong that your brain will turn negative experiences into a positive.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah. So it's definitely a lot more stronger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think so.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh.
What is that?
Alexa is trying to join our podcast. Alexa. Alexa. Stop. Okay.
And why is it in German?
weil wir wohnen in Deutschland.
Yeah, I don't understand
uh-huh,
it.
Because we live in Germany.
All right.
Don't put that in there. I don't know if it was grammatically correct.
It's like, with your German classes, your teacher is going to be like, she's not my student.
Oh, God. I'm totally failing this class. Oh, Dirty Das. I just have, like, nightmares. Oh.
All right. Shall we end the
podcast
and go to Patreon?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, everyone. Thank you for listening.
That is our mom and dad and friends.
Yes.
check out our Facebook discussion group. That is at facebook.com/groups/ Hello Social Takeout.
Or
and tell
you
us,
can just search on
for
Facebook Social Takeout.
I know. And you can tell us about all your happiness journeys.
Yeah, and also have a look at our Patreon and see if you want to join for $5 a month. It's patreon.com/hellosocialtakeout.
And don't forget to like and follow us on all social media platforms. That is at Hello Social Takeout. Except again, like I said earlier, Twitter. That one is @social_takeout.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you should head over to our Patreon and listen to the extended conversation
mm-hmm.
of happiness. We were talking about what threatens our internal happiness and how we keep hold of it in difficult times.
What
yeah.
threatens our happiness?
I know. Right now, it's not having a dog, damn it.
All right, then let's go on to the Patreon after.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, bye.